Hey, Perth.
Until midnight, this is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Yes, some of the things you say to people just before they're about to go to wear. I want to introduce you to Warren Hepworth. He's better known to his mates as Woz. He joins us in the studio. G'day, Woz.
How you going, Chris? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Fat Chance. It's kind of interesting, and it is a, I suppose in a way it becomes almost a pseudo-medical documentary, really, doesn't it?
It does. Definitely something that's pushing the boundaries with lack of medical experience by myself. I'm just the guinea pig in all this.
Did you volunteer to be a guinea pig, or did someone kind of think, oh, yeah, you'd do as a good experiment?
Well, it was a bit of both. I had this crazy plan to ride a bike back to Melbourne from Perth, and a friend of mine said, you should get around this new diet, and one thing led to another. He had a crazy idea, and here I am, the guinea pig.
Are you the crazy idea kind of guy, generally speaking?
I'd like to say no, but I'm sure my mum would say yes.
You say no, mum says yes.
Yeah, I'm just... Well, I'm not allowed to play football anymore after the cycle. I had a bit of a shoulder injury, and I've just taken up a new sport of riding bulls in a rodeo. So I guess that...
I'm about to say, I think mum probably wants to get you back on the footy field as quick as possible.
Definitely, definitely.
By the way, if you're thinking, what on earth are these people talking about? Well, I suppose you'd call it... Is it really a documentary, or is it... kind of slightly different to that, do you think? Is documentary a fair description? Let's put it that way.
Definitely. I definitely think it's a documentary. I mean, in reality, it was much unscripted and a bit of an experiment and you know, an example of reality.
All right. Now, as I mentioned, our Perth Tonight GP, Dr. Joe Kostrich, is part of this. In fact, there are three principal people who star in this movie. That's Woz over here, Warren Hepworth. Is his official name. We're going to call him Woz. His mum's going to ring up and object in a moment. Nina Wildermuth, who's our nutritionist, and Dr. Joe Kostrich. They're the three principal people. And what we're talking about here is a grassroots Australian story of physical conquest that they claim is going to change the way that you'll feed your family forever. Now, a cyclist journeys from Perth to Melbourne. Cyclist is Woz. And he's on a high-fat... low carbohydrate diet against the advice of doctors in the sports and nutrition field. And what Fat Chance does is it delves into the perception that eating fats and reveals an unlikely truth. Could fat foods be the cause of could low fat foods in fact do what the opposite of what they're supposed to do? Correct?
That's right.
That is, could they be the cause of the obesity epidemic? In fact, low-carb, high-fat lifestyles have been in the news recently, and that's thanks to Professor Tim Noakes. He's the South African professor who made international headlines for speaking out against what is commonly accepted dietary advice. And, of course, along comes Fat Chance, which has been described as a mix of science, discovery and adventure. And the main characters relate well with a wide audience and your ad hoc cycle commentary, which has been described as infectiously entertaining. Now, how did you get sucked into this, mate? Seriously.
Well, as I said, I was down at the Cottesloe Roosters Footy Club and talking to my mate Creedy, who is a big advocate for this low-carb, high-fat eating, or this lifestyle, as he calls it, and told him I had big plans. I couldn't play footy this year. I was going to cycle to Melbourne and do something crazy. He said, mate, you've got to try this out. You've got to get around it. And he actually gave me a documentary that starred Tim Noakes to watch.
Right.
So I sort of watched this documentary, and after it was really compelling, I was like, that's it. I'm going to give it a go.
What was your position prior to that? Did you have one?
Well, I'm quite an active person anyway. I'd never really been on a diet before. I grew up on Weet-Bix and just, you know, did whatever, played enough sport.
It's pretty obvious looking at you that you're in reasonable physical shape. I don't think too many people would argue with that. But were you the kind of person who you would have said was diet conscious? And if you were, in what form did that consciousness take?
I didn't specifically follow any particular diet, but I knew what was bad food, or I thought I knew what was bad food, and I knew if I binged on, you know, I love a good sausage roll and a pie, and I knew I can't just eat pies and sausage rolls every day, so I generally had a healthy understanding of food.
and enjoyed the occasional indulgence.
Most definitely.
Which is pretty common, I guess, for most people. Even most people who are fairly in shape, so to speak, most would enjoy an indulgence, even though for the most part they run a pretty strict regimen. But when it came to diets, were you one of those people who, because you were doing stuff that was quite energetic, had always subscribed to the high carbohydrate scenario?
I think my perception of what food was fuel to me. So we'd go surfing for a few hours. I'd come out of the surf and annihilate a baker. I'd eat, you know, a pie and a sausage roll, a cheese and bacon run. I'd have a couple of bananas, and then we'd fall in a heap and then get up and go surfing for a few more hours. You know, that's what I thought food was just this fuel I had to keep putting in my body.
But you didn't consider the quality of the fuel?
Not particularly, no.
No. Now, you got into this. Were you a little bit apprehensive when somebody said, well, listen, what we're going to do, instead of a high-carb, low-fat, we're going to go the other way? High-fat, low-carb. Did you sort of say, I know you talked about your mate who'd suggested the idea, were you still a bit apprehensive? Because remember, you've given yourself the assignment of cycling from Perth to Melbourne, which is no mean feat. Were you just a little bit apprehensive?
Most definitely. And of course, you know, what I grew up understanding, I played a lot of football, I've done a lot of surfing, I've done a lot of sport. I thought I knew what I knew, and I thought, oh, well, we'll look into it, you know, a bit of science. And after watching this documentary, that I thought, oh, okay, maybe there's something there. And a couple of guys down at the footy club had already switched over and in the off-season, and seeing what they'd achieved and how they were feeling, and they kind of gave me a little bit of confidence. But, you know, of course, they hadn't tried to ride a bike to Melbourne.
Of course, the big debate about low-carb, high-fat is for a long time fats were said to be the demon. But the problem with nutrition, the reason why we had obesity, is because people were eating far too much fat. The argument's now starting to shift a bit, because especially when we had stuff that claimed to be low-fat, 99% fat-free usually meant 99% sugar. And essentially what's happening now is people are starting to cotton on to the fact that sugar is perhaps the demon here, and not fats. In fact, there's even some evidence that the sugar industry did a really good job at getting into the right ears and throwing the right money in the right quarters to ensure that fats became the demons. And this went back years. And there was a fellow in the very early 1970s who said, no, I think sugar's the demon. And he sort of got howled down. Maybe all these years later, people are looking back and saying, well, perhaps this guy was right. And I suppose you talked about being a guinea pig. That's essentially what you were. And whilst you were going through this, did you feel any different? Because this was a dietary change to a different diet compared to what you'd been on. Did you feel any different?
Yeah, most definitely. And we'd done the Rottnest swim, and basically that was the beginning. That was when it all started. I did the Rottnest swim. I ate muesli bars and took gel shots, you know, as we swam across. And then from the next day, quit the carbs from there and took blood, you know, basically, yeah, a blood profile and to see, so we had a baseline. Mm-hmm. And then I continued doing what I was doing, a little bit of cycling, footy training. In the first 2 weeks, I was actually quite a bit flat. I was a bit flat on energy. I felt at footy training like I didn't have top gear. I couldn't mm-hmm. sprint out of it. But after the 2 weeks, it was all of a sudden I realised a couple of days I'd forgotten to eat lunch. And people that know me, I'd never forget to eat lunch, second lunch, third lunch perhaps. But I just sort of realised I'd stopped eating a lot of food, and, yeah, the energy came back. And
so you were a fellow who by nature has always had a healthy appetite.
Most definitely, yeah. I used to eat about 15 Weet-Bix a day, and that was I'd eat eight for breakfast. Mum would feed them to me after school, and then if I was still hungry after dinner, I'd end up with Weet-Bix for dessert as well.
Did Joe Kostrich have to look you over?
I didn't see Joe beforehand. We were only introduced to Joe actually after the cycle. So I did get some medical advice from another sports doctor. We went and saw him beforehand, and he discussed, you know, what his thoughts were on it, and basically said it wasn't the best idea to do this, especially...
Did he try and talk you out of it, or just kind of hint that, well, maybe you should reconsider?
Pretty much that. I think he had the idea. He knew I was going to do it no matter what the case, but...
The reason being, I suppose, and those of us who grew up in the 1970s will distinctly remember this food pyramid we were told about. But they're telling us that since the introduction of the food pyramid, that's when we've seen an increase in obesity. So maybe this is the kind of stuff that Joe Kostrich has been going on about for a long time. Maybe what's being done isn't quite right.
Yeah, that's right.
And it seems that in a lot of areas, that's been really hard for people to grapple with, was just to sit there for a moment and say, well, maybe what we were doing isn't right. It does seem odd, doesn't it, that you look at something and say, well, the evidence is showing us that we're not getting the results we want, so maybe what we're doing is not right. And I think the problem is that so many people now, especially when it comes to issues medical and stuff, for example, like dietary advice, it's almost become like a religious cult. People subscribe to a belief and they follow it regardless, like people who are in there devoted to cults. And that seems to me to be producing some really bad outcomes in some areas.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, and we see a lot of that, and that was something that was really important to us in making this film, was to differentiate ourselves and say, you know, we're not a cult following, it's not about this, it really is an education piece about showing people perhaps there is a different way to do something. So
what's your views? Because basically what you've done is you've ridden a push bike without any support from Perth to Melbourne, distance give or take a few k's either way, about 3,800. And what you've done is you've done that against, can we put this in inverted commas, official dietary advice. You come out the other side and said, yeah, I enjoyed the ride, and you seem okay to me.
Well,
you seem to be in fine fettle, so...
Yeah, it really did open up my eyes as to what I was doing, and I felt so much better mid-cycle. You know, I'd ride a couple of days, I rode 8 and 9 hours back-to-back, a few days in a row, barely eat anything for lunch, and I just feel so much better about it, and that's what I've taken into my life. Unfortunately, I don't eat Weet-Bix anymore, but, you know, my house, I don't buy bread, I don't eat rice, but then at the same thing, you know, if we're having pizza in the office, then I'll indulge, I'll have pizza, I'll go and eat a sausage roll. I don't let it ruin my life.
So what you're saying is you're not fanatical about it, but you find that you've really pared it back. And so, for example, the decision to have a sausage roll is, it's something that you have occasionally. And when you really have it, it's like dessert, I suppose. You really enjoy it, but it's not something that's a main part of your diet.
Yeah, and let's be honest, sausage rolls are delicious.
Oh, they are. There's no question about that, mate. but the key is, the message I'm getting out of all of this is, despite the fact that you are doing lots of stuff that require lots of physical effort, you're saying, as a person who by nature is a big eater, the one thing that has struck you is the fact that you weren't feeling hungry.
Yeah, definitely.
But obviously weren't being malnourished, otherwise you wouldn't have been able to do what you were doing.
Yeah, it's actually incredible. That's the strangest thing, to go from someone who would wake up in the morning and I'd have to eat within half an hour. If I was going to swim training or whatever it was, I'd have to eat straight away or else I'd feel a bit crook. But nowadays I can wake up, not eat breakfast, just continue on, and you get this flat line effect, and that really helped for cycling. You imagine you're out in the middle of the Nullarbor, you're by yourself, you're not having a great time, someone that's eating a bit of sugar, you might have a chocolate bar, feel good for 15 minutes, and then 15 minutes later you're still in the middle of the Nullarbor by yourself with no chocolate bars left.
Now, this movie, when are we going to get to see it?
Well, it's out now. It actually came out 2 weeks. It's online for people to download and rent.
Yep. And where is it available?
It's on Gumroad. So the website is gumroad.com/fatchancethefilm.
Gumroad.com/fatchancethefilm.
That's right. So you've got a couple of dollars. You can check it out for yourself.
And you also get some medical input from Dr. Joe Kostrich and Nina Wildermouth, the nutritionist. So basically it's you three, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, the three of us, so all Perth locals these days.
Yep, that's all good. Well, thanks very much for popping in. I know that a fellow like you would have lots of other things you'd like to be doing on a Friday night, but really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, Chris, and thanks for having us.